like I should run away. Cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm here, and I'll never surrender to fear. Retreat and be defeated, no way. Cause I can't, I can't.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, October the 20th, 2013. This root word, the mercy of Christ, whereby at his return to judgment, he will bless true Christians with eternal life. Tell me, where is the beginning and the end of eternity, or that which is eternal? The wicked ruling class and ruling families have taught us to wait on some latter day, and that we will obtain eternal life when we die and go somewhere and come back. Christ is eternal. Christ is forever. This power of Christ to free the human being from all oppressor and all oppression is ever present, ever always, ever eternal, ever forever. And you and I, we are Christ in human flesh. And that power is available to us right now. We must rise up this day and realize that reality and manifest that already ever eternal reality. And within us will be the judgment of this wicked system. And within us, we will be able to give each other justice and freedom and equality. But we're miserable. Yahshua was saying, we think we have eternal life, but we are miserable and in need of pity. Look at ourselves, claiming Islam, claiming Christianity, claiming Judaism, claiming Buddhism, claiming Zoroaster, claiming this and claiming that, claiming Rastafari. But are we saved? Are we manifesting what these great words mean? Are we working together for freedom, justice, and equality? Or are we just satisfied and apathetic and full of the spirit of antipathy? Yahshua says, he's talking hard, we're wretched, miserable, and poor. 4-4-3-4, Tokos, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. We are, this word is defined as reduced to beggary, begging and asking alms, destitute of wealth, influence, position, and honor, lowly, afflicted, destitute of the Christian virtues and eternal riches, helpless, powerless to accomplish an end, poor, needy, with respect to spirit, destitute of wealth, of learning, and intellectual culture, which the schools afford, men of this class most readily give themselves up to Christ's teaching and prove themselves fitted to lay hold of the heavenly treasure. So the poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed masses proletariat, we, in reality, have been destroyed and are being destroyed. Our sisters and brothers in Africa, our sisters and brothers in the so-called Middle East, our sisters and brothers in Asia, the poor working class masses, Central and South America, Mexico, the isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families do not want that we see our terrible condition, suffering under the throes of economic warfare internationally, suffering under the throes of warfare and bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and bombs falling, suffering under the throes of the wicked mentality and unpredictability of Speaker Boehner and Nancy Pelosi and all of these governmental officers. Suffering, we suffer every day because these individuals are so deficient morally and so deficient spiritually and mentally that they, receiving their orders from people like the Koch brothers on the right and the Soros on the left, who both of these answer to the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. And here we are, looking at the news every day, worrying over the decisions that will come through the wretched and poor minds of these who are so-called in power, who have no power, but they answer to the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We have been rendered helpless because we have been divided. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we're divided against ourselves, powerless. We are divided into the Christian camp, Muslim camp, Rastafari camp, Jewish camp, Hindu camp, Buddhist camp, communist camp, capitalist camp, socialist camp, this group and that group. We're divided in regions and territories. So because of all of these divisions, we are reduced to beggary because we are not united enough with strength enough to make a demand and a command on the system and those in power. So we're reduced to beggary. We're reduced to begging alms and asking alms, and you do not want to be in a position where you have to rely on alms, because that's monies that are extra, that if people have it, they give it to you. But you do not want to be reduced to having to depend on alms. We need to be united. We need to be together so that we can, with the strength of all of us, and the strength of the universe, and the strength of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves, we raise ourselves up from mere beggary and mere alms, and we raise ourselves up from being destitute of wealth, robbed of our wealth, robbed of the wealth of the universe, robbed of the wealth of the universe within, and the power of the Most High within. We come together and we study the universe. We study sun, moon, stars, planets. We study astral, solar, lunar science. We study the creation. We study the creatures of creation. And we understand that the whole universe is packed full of the attributes of the power of the Most High within the universe, and all of those attributes are within ourselves. By that, we are able to rise above our condition that we have been denied learning, denied intellectual culture, denied the best of education from the schools of the day. I was listening to my brother, Booker T. Coleman, the history and science of the Moors, and he was talking about the institutions of learning in Europe, Oxford and Cambridge and other various institutions of learning, and how the connection of the Moors, look at here, sisters and brothers, I give thanks and praises. My brother Raphael hooked me up with this brother Booker T. Coleman. And Booker T. Coleman began to give examination to the institutions of learning, telling us that as it was in the ancient days when the Greeks would sit at the feet of the ancient African Egyptian Kemet sisters and brothers, and that the Greeks, although they did not understand all of the knowledge that they received enough of that knowledge and took that knowledge into Greece. George G.M. James teaches us that the wicked ruling class and ruling families fought the Greek philosophers and scholars tooth and nail because this knowledge and this wisdom was coming to the people, and the wicked ruling class in Greece could not stand for that and fought Aristotle and fought the scholars and the philosophers tooth and nail to deny the people the learning, destitute of wealth, destitute of learning, destitute of intellectual culture. And so it says that we must readily give ourselves up to the teachings of Christ and prove ourselves worthy of laying hold of the heavenly treasure. This is what we are speaking of. The African Kemet, African Egyptian ancestors, freely gave this knowledge of Christ, of the universe, that's what it was, to the Greek philosophers. And the Greek philosophers took what they could contain back to Greece to raise up the poor working class masses of Greece, and were fought tooth and nail by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families of Greece. Then you fast forward all the way down to the Moors. What is it, 1500? 700 AD. 700 AD, you're looking at Europe in the throes of death and destruction, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And so the African Moors, the black Moors, the Africans who are called Moors, they began to go into the sciences from Greece. But this science is from Africa, from Kemet, from Egypt, from Ethiopia, from the Nubia, from the Dogon, from the Twa. And the Moors took this science that the Greeks had preserved, and the Moors went back beyond and behind the Greeks, back into Africa, back into the Dogon and the Twa, back into the ancient African ancestors, and brought this knowledge to the masses of the people in Europe, and raised the standard of spiritual, mental, moral, and physical in Europe. And the colleges, Cambridge and Oxford and the other colleges, these were set up by, I believe, Sephardi Jews, Jewish people who are Sephardi. The Sephardi Jews, who are a mixture of African, original African Hebrew, and Europe. So these Sephardi Jews sat at the feet of the African Moors. And then these Sephardi, half black, half Caucasian Jewish sisters and brothers, they went and created the institutions, Cambridge and Oxford, the college institutions in Europe, And then the European men and women began to send their children to these colleges. But the whole point I am making is that the effort to bring knowledge of Christ, you see, all real knowledge is the knowledge of Christ and Christology in the universe. Truth, justice, and righteousness, science and wisdom and balance and reciprocity. All of these knowledges that we find in the schools, although they are deficient, the African Moors and then the Sephardi Jews, half African, half Caucasian or European, took what they learned from the African Moors and set up your Cambridge and your Oxford and your institutions. And now the European sisters and brothers are rising up, but the wicked ruling class and ruling families got hold of those institutions and keep denying us the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding. So the directive to the babies and the youth is that as you grow into power, and we are going to begin to give real prophecy concerning what will be happening on this planet Earth, we know for a fact that the institutions will not remain in the control of the wicked ruling class forever. See, this type of mentality creates antipathy and the spirit of apathy. You say, oh, well, it's been like this all this long time. What's going to change it? No need in doing anything. No need in coming together and organizing. It's all, no, no, no. The prophecy tells us that this universe is moving speedily toward truth, justice, and righteousness. And the babies, if we prepare them correctly, if we prepare the babies correctly, they will be the instruments through whom and through which the Most High will take this earth from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So Yahushua is telling us to examine our condition. He says we are poor and we are blind. 5:1-5. To be blind and mentally blind. Did not the nation of Islam teach us for years that we have been made mentally blind, deaf, and dumb? The word, he says, Yahushua says, we're blind and naked. 1:1-3:1. Unclad, without clothing, clad in undergarments only. The outer garments or cloak being laid aside. The soul, whose garment is the body, is stripped of the body without a body. Wow. See, this is real science to know and understand the reality of spirit and soul energy. That Christ spirit and soul energy that is housed by or housed housed by this physical structure that we call our physical bodies. So this line here, the soul whose garment is the body. The body is the garment that the soul wears, like we wear a coat or pants or shirt. So the soul wears the body as the garment. But this body is stripped. And the soul is now without a body. We have been destroyed, denied land, wealth, and resources, denied education, denied health care, men and women dying by the millions in the Congo, dying by the hundreds of thousands all over the globe. The major powers, Israel, modern-day state of Israel, America, Britain, and the major European powers under the control of the House of Rothschild instituting a system that is absolutely destructive to men and women. See, we're unclothed. We are not clothed by knowledge and wisdom and understanding or overstanding. We're not clothed by health care. We're not clothed by education. We're not clothed by having living wage jobs, by having equal access to the sciences of the universe, solar, lunar, and astral. We're not clothed by having equal access to everything under the sun in creation and on this earth. So we're bare. We're naked. We are exposed to all of the whims of the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families as they exercise control over this system. Yahushua wants us to be hot. Yahushua wants us to be on fire to organize and come together for freedom, justice, and equality. I want to move to the Quran with this spirit that we have, that we have been made apathetic, suffering from the spirit of antipathy, understanding that because we misunderstand prophecy and misunderstand and think that the wicked will stay in power forever, they've been in power for so long, and that type of thought process causes us to relax and feel like, well, there's nothing we can do. Let me just see if I can go to my job and eke out a little living. But Yahushua wants us to give political analysis, critical analysis, and teach the babies this reality and prepare the babies to take this earth from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Yahushua does not want us to be apathetic and have the spirit of antipathy. Yahushua wants us to be hot. He says hot or cold, but you know Yahushua would rather us be hot and not cold, definitely not lukewarm, but be hot for our sisters and brothers and ready and willing and able to get up and stand up for equal rights and justice. Now, we were in the Quran last in chapter 6, verse 85, section 10, dealing with these attributes. You see, Abraham is the exalted father of the multitudes. And the Most High is the original Almighty Father and Almighty Mother of the whole of creation. Look at Ab-Ra-Ham. Look at Ab as Father. That's the found under the number 1 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And then look at Ra as one of the names of the Almighty. The Almighty Father, Ra'it, is the Almighty Mother. And then look at Amen-Ra and Amen-Ra'it as the words that describe the hidden and unseen Father, Sacred Masculine, and hidden and unseen Mother, Sacred Feminine power behind the sun that shines through the sun, representing knowledge and wisdom and illumination of spirit, mind, body, and soul. And Ham, they say, is the black man and woman. So, Ab-Ra-Ham, looking at the Most High through the eyes of the African, the original people, looking at the Most High as father and mother of all, looking at the Most High as the power shining through Ra, the sun disk, representing knowledge and wisdom and overstanding and understanding and illumination of spirit and mind and body and soul. And so all of these children of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, David, and we got down to Solomon. I think we need to move to Job. Let me see what I can see about Job. You see, these are attributes. All of these names are attributes that are to be found within the universe and within the human being. When we understand science, when we understand quantum physics and quantum mechanics, when we understand the study of the atom is in reality the study of the Adam, male and female, Genesis 5, then we understand that when we are studying creation, we are studying ourselves, and all of these words, they give us an insight into ourselves. Now, Job is found under the number 347, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, And it means hated. It means hated. Now, I'd never looked up the definition of this word, but it means hated. And it's rooted in a word that is above that means to be hostile, to be an enemy to treat as an enemy, to be hostile to. So, sisters and brothers, are there Jobs in your life? Are there Jobs in our life? Have we been taught to hate the Christian or hate the Muslim or hate the Buddhist or hate the Hindu or hate the Krishna or hate the African or hate the Arab or hate the communist or hate the socialist or hate the black, brown, red, yellow, or white? We seem to be full of hatreds, full of Jobs, full of bad attitudes toward each other. But yet we are the children of the Most High. Yet we are the children of Abraham. Yet we are the children of the Almighty Mother. Yet we are children of the universe. So we must give examination as to why it is that we harbor such hatreds towards one another. Who came in between you and me and us and our sisters and our brothers to cause us to be hostile? Why is it that we would support killing in Pakistan and Afghanistan, killing in Iraq, killing in Syria, killing in the Congo? Why is it that we allow ourselves to harbor such hatreds? Why is it that we have been made the enemy, allowed ourselves to be made the enemy of our sister and brother? We are taking on the wicked teachings of the wicked ruling class and ruling families as they come in through Republican and Democrat and pump the hatreds within ourselves for each other. Poor working class white people, so-called white people, poor working class, who are Republicans, hate Obama because he's black. What is that all about? Many of us hate somebody else because they're white or because they're brown or red or yellow. And these hatreds have been fed to us by the wicked ruling class and ruling families through the politicians. Maybe I hate the Republican, and the Republican hates the Democrat, and they all hate the Green Party. But all of these hatreds, all of these Jobs, are hatreds given to us by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So we must examine why it is that we have these hatreds and overcome these hatreds. The next verse or word in verse 85, in section 10, chapter 6 of the Quran, is Joseph. Let's see what Joseph means. The definition of Joseph. And Joseph is defined, is under the number 3130 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Yosef. It means Jehovah has added. Jehovah has added. And the root word is yasaf, to add, to increase, to do again. So this work of adding and increasing is the work of the Most High, the work of Yahuwah, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, always adding and increasing and multiplying. So, in the narrative of Christ, Yahushua, we see that the narrative is given. Let me take that up behind the break. See you on the other side of the break.